Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. And you can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. And do not miss the featured post this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows. Featured on warn-usa.com, American Republic, You Can Keep. Overcoming Miraculous Missions on Classic Warn Radio. Ordained Powers of God, Book of Romans, Part 25. Faith Facing Temptation, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 95, on Battle Lines. And Cultural War of Jihad in the Modern Age. And featured on danaglennsmith.com, If Churches Could Talk, American Missionaries Need to Reach Lost America. Eudokia, God's Secret Sets Men Free. And Christianity 101, Prepared in Christ. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman, Dana Glenn Smith. The Rising continues the story of Mac, a former Black Ops sniper, and details the takeover of America. And hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. And the Watchman wrote this book in early 2019, before COVID and all the rioting by BLM and Antifa. And we didn't get it published until 2021. But be sure to get your copy. And you can get your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, Angus & Robertson, and many more. The Rising ebook can also be found on Google Play. And you can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. And while on the site, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter and visit our Christian books and resource shop. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings. Welcome. This is the 2024 edition. The first one for Sound the Shofar this year. We meet on Fridays in a more casual manner and discuss the Word of God. We look at things going on as well. Glad that you're here. Glad that you made it to 2024. I just seen a thing that was sent to me about Tom Horn dying, and it was a eulogy by his daughter. I believe that's who it was. Many, 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 many years ago, I wrote for Tom. I really wrote for myself on my stuff, but I put it on his websites. And we had a working relationship for, I mean, just nothing personal. But I knew of him. And had a lot of my, you know, a number of my articles whenever I'd write them. And since then, I'm in the thousands of articles that I've written. And we've moved on. But he has a lot of good people there that worked with him. And I have nothing bad to say about the man. He did his job, he worked, he was faithful. What more can you ask? He fulfilled it. And from my standpoint, you know, I think he had a good life. However, you know, in the end, nobody escapes death. And that's why Yahshua died upon the tree, to give us hope beyond this life. As Paul said, if we have hope in this life only, in Jesus Christ, then we are of all creatures most miserable. That's because our hope is beyond the veil. Beyond the veil of this world, and waiting for the new world that will be created. So, I send my blessings and comforts and everything to him and his family. To his family. He's with the Lord, so he's being comforted. That's what we believe, folks. Yes, sirree. Yep. So we are in a new arena this year at the start. The Word of the Lord, Message and Messenger. And we're going to begin this in a while. Our Wednesday broadcast is still our advocacy for the persecuted church. And our Thursday broadcast is finishing up the Isaiah battle lines study. And it is in part 200. We have, or in this study, I have put in at least 200 hours of study in this. Actually more, because our shows are only an hour. But Tower and I have put in addition to that, 200 hours of airtime doing these shows in Isaiah. And it's a different kind of a study. So we're going to be finishing that up this year, and we're glad. And when I'm done, it'll all be put together in an area. We'll have it. We do have everything backed up. But it's a lot of work. It's taken a long time because we didn't do it like other people. So at any rate, glad that you're here whenever you're here. I've been saying that for years because I do podcasts. And I don't I do them live in the studio, and then we put them on all of our, we have a few places we put them, and then they get distributed from there. And so we do have podcasts overseas that distribute it. And but you can always go to our websites at warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. And you can listen to the shows there. You can download the episode. We don't charge. We don't beg you for money. We give you the Word of God. Now, I do have some ads on there, not many. They actually come with one of our providers that provide some ads if you want them. And so at any rate, some of the websites that have ads, I mean, there's quite a few of them now that do this. I mean, you have to literally read in between the lines, I mean, read in between the ads and how they come up in order to read the article. They're real aggravating, and it's, and a lot of people do that. And the reason they do it, they need the money. But we've been, Warn Radio is been broadcasting for over 25 years. And in those 25 years, we never charged for a podcast or the ability to access them. Now, that doesn't mean we may not do it in the future, but we don't do it now and haven't done it for 25 years. And so, and see, we started back in 1973, Tower and I, and, you know, we were pastors and youth pastors. I had a ministry that I started called Open Doors Ministry. Now, there is an Open Doors now, not related to us, but, you know, long before they had Open Doors, I had Open Doors. And we worked on the streets, and we did held services in churches and things like that. So at any rate, it's been a long time, you know, and we're still at it. We intend to do it as long as God provides the opportunity. But one day, I can assure you of this, that a lot of your internet is going to be cleaned of things they don't like. And before that time happens, Warn Radio will go underground. And you won't be able to find it. You won't be able to find anything about us. But we'll be spreading the word. At least that's the plans. So at any rate, we're in the great big wide world of trouble right now. The Lord, His message and messenger through the prophet to man. Now, America's always had its prophets. The Christian church has a, you know, prophets, apostles, preachers, teachers, etc. And they're a ministry within the Christian church. But as we talk about it, the most infamous prophets, I should say famous, are the Old Testament prophets, of whom, you know, like Isaiah, wrote a long book. He had a lot to say. So, a lot of prophecy there. And unfortunately, in my experience over 25 years, I've found very, very few true prophets in the Christian church. Now, it doesn't mean they weren't there. It just means that I didn't find them. And I know of a few that people talk about today. And I don't abide with a lot of the prophets today. They're wrong. A lot of times. When a prophet of God, a true prophet, Old Testament prophet, he was directly given those words from the Lord, and he was to speak what he was told. And we are in a different time, grant you, but it doesn't matter to me whether you think you have a prophet or not. And I've known a few that I would call a prophet in their own way. One was David Wilkerson, and there's been a few others, not many. And then I knew a Jewish prophet. I got along with him all right, but you know, I didn't agree with some of the stuff that was going on. But whenever I was there, I honored the fact that he was in charge. I didn't disrupt it. And I don't believe in that. Nevertheless, that's all history. So today we're looking at the Lord, his message, and messenger through prophet to man. And I'm saying some of these things because even a prophet is a human being. The word duh comes to mind here. You know, you would think that we would know that. Because prophets weren't perfect. But when they had the anointing and the authority of God, the level of anointing, as you know, a prophetic anointing, this is Old Testament type, like Elijah. Some people call it the Elijah anointing. But there's more than just Elijah. There's others. Speaking the unequivocal word of the living God. That's what we do. And the word of God is not to be trifled with. And when I say the word of God, Yahshua is the word incarnate. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And that's what it is. It is the word of God. The written word of God and the living word of God. But that same word that was in the beginning with God came, and he became the light and the Messiah, the one who is the Son of God, and went to the cross and bore our sins on Calvary. Delivered us from sin, death, and hell, and gave us atonement, gave us of his Spirit, gave us of his word, and many more things, many more gifts. So when we talk about a lot of this, it is our study on the Lord, his message, and messenger. Just like the Catholic Church, now the Pope, who has decided that it's okay to bless homosexual unions, which is in violation of the Word of God. Now you see, there is a word that even Paul gave, in as much as possible, be at peace with all men. And that's true. I follow that. But that doesn't mean we can change the fundamentals of what God calls abominable, blasphemous, or that which is correct and good and acceptable unto God. So they're really having a lot of trouble with what he made, because he did come out and said that you are to bless homosexual unions. Now see, we're in America, you know, and America made their laws, and so people of all kind, not just homosexuals, they're marrying everybody and everything. Today is a woke society. You can find a woman who thinks she's a dog, so she put a tail on her butt, ears on her head, walks around on all fours. Of course, she would have to have knee pads. And she was being led by a tall black guy, and a couple of other white women was with him. And that's just one example, where people adapt the traits of animals, and these are unclean spirits. Because there's a spirit of filthiness in America today in the world, especially in America. So that's why we need the Lord, we need his message and his messenger. Now see, when God the Father wanted to let man know about atonement and the new covenant, he had a messenger, the branch, the Son of God, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. And see, when he was on the earth, the devil felt he could trifle with the Son of God. But what he didn't know was he was not only the Son of God. He was the living Word. He was the branch. He was the Lion of the tribe of Judah. There's many names prophetically that we have for him. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the resurrection and the life. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's John chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, the Lord calls himself the Almighty, the beginning and the end. And Revelation 22, he is the judge at the end of the Bible, at the end of Revelation. He is the beginning and the end. And so when we talk about the Word of God, and then we throw in America, we find out America, for the most part, has totally backslid from where America was. America, as we know it, has ceased to exist. And that's a fulfillment of a prophecy given to me. I was told by the Lord. And that's who and what happened. And through a series of three visions concerning the end of days. And the first time I shared these visions was with Tower back in 1973. So Tower and I have been on a long road warning the world, warning America. Now see, in the beginning though, nobody would listen. And I don't tell the visions, because I want people living by the Word of God, not by something that you know, some guy said God showed him. So, the whole purpose of me telling you that is you need to get into the Word of God and study it. You need to seek the Lord. You need to know Him. You need to hear from Him. Because the Lord said, my sheep hear my voice. And I can tell you, absolutely, positively, you can. And He will tell you things. That's why I knew ahead of time, a year in advance, at least, that Trump was not going to win the election against Biden. I also knew before Biden ever did it that there was a coup d'etat in the White House. And I was specifically told it was not a coup d'etat to overthrow Biden. But Biden and those there were pushing a coup d'etat that happens, I believe, to be well-financed and been going on for a long time to overthrow America and what it fundamentally is. And that's what Biden did. I also know unequivocally that the year 2024, long before anybody talked about it, it was going to be a very hard and dark time, very uncomfortable for people. Because there are principalities and powers in the air. And some of those principalities and powers belong to the devil. And they ain't nice. And because America is so backslidden, but see, even as I say that, I want to recognize, though, that there are revivals going on in America right now. And there's been a lot of them. A lot of them have been saved. Now we say saved. Okay. The Jews get mad at us for that. Because, while you're not saved yet, you're still here on earth. Yeah, that's a point. But see, we don't live by the letter of the law to our Jewish brothers. We don't live that way. We live by the faith in the Son of God, who gave Himself and died for us. So when He died for us on the cross, and we accept Him, we are saved by faith. And then that is fulfilled and completed when we meet Him. As the Word says, when we see Him, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And that will be glorious. And so you can know. The Spirit of God lets you know. And there's a lot of people that operate in many of these gifts, and they know exactly what I'm talking about. But this is outside of the regular gifts. Because every believer can be told, can be shown, can be spoken to by the Lord in many different ways. You know, He doesn't stand at your back, you know, at your front door when you were a kid and mom would send you out to go to school and she was there giving you the last word of advice before you go to school. Now, don't go near that Billy. You and him had some trouble. Now, you stay away from him. You don't do this. You don't do that. Come home safely. You know, God isn't like that. He'll direct you. He will guide you. But there are times that when you're going to meet something extraordinary, prophetically, something's going to happen then he will tell you. It doesn't happen to everybody. What I'm saying is, as the Lord said, my sheep hear my voice. So now, in talking about our study, and this is basically an introduction and introducing you to the way through things. You know, we are in a lot of trouble in America today. And the churches need to stand up. The pastors need to stand up. And I've heard a great many pastors stand up. And I mean pastors, you know, of every race, creed, and color. You see, it's funny when you talk about the woke crowd, because the Bible isn't being woke. Religion, as they call it, isn't woke. Well, religion will send you to hell. You need a living, breathing relationship of the delivering power of the Son of God, who died on the cross, was resurrected from the dead after 3 days, and showed himself to as many as 500 at once, and ascended in a cloud before the very eyes of the apostles. And the angels saw the apostles looking up, and the Lord had descended out of sight. You can just imagine, they'd never seen anything like that. He just ascended up in a cloud. And they said, "You men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing? For this same Jesus, Yahshua, as you have seen him go, shall so come in like manner." In other words, in the clouds. He's not going to come out of the midst of somewhere, you know, like out of a cloud. He will come in real glory. You'll know him when he comes. See, before, when he ascended just before a small group. When he comes back again, every eye shall see him. Now, of course, there are a lot of theological things that people like to put in here, like the rapture, and all the movies that they've made about it, and I've watched a lot of them, and they're fun to watch. Now, they're not biblical, and you may think they are. That's fine. But I can challenge you on that. But if you want to believe that, that's fine with me. Because I'm all for him coming early. You know? Special delivery, we're coming early. Fine, I'm here. Now, a word that, a Yiddish word, shtick. Have you ever heard that word? Shtick. This is my shtick. And the word means peace. You know, like a piece of cake or a piece, you know. But the word today has become a word that means a talent or a style or a habit or some other eccentricity. This is my shtick. This is what I do. My shtick. And that shtick, really, if you watch certain comedians and some of these people, the entertainers, they have a certain style that they use that people love. So that's their shtick, Yiddish word. But you see, shtick, many use the word disparagingly when speaking of politicians. or when a journalist would use it to describe such politician in an article. But today, in relation to God, the Lord Jesus Christ, or even to some other so-called supreme being, which there isn't any other, but there are people that believe in him. And I could name a whole pile of them, but they're out there. But see, the gods of the nations are devils. That's what Scripture says, so argue with them. And the ridicule aimed at our own God and Father and our Lord Jesus Christ is always continual. But if you try to ridicule Muhammad, man, you're going to have your hands full because they're going to be mad. The Muslims will. But we hear the world trash and God, God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, Christians, all the time. There's a whole different attitude. And there's another thing they do in relation to the Christian God. They will use their shtick, their special way of bashing, to describe an eccentric, overbearing, jealous God who seems uninterested in society of man. He just destroys everything because he likes it. Now see, if you're a Christian and really know your God, you know that's not the truth. That's a lie. For the love of God, he loved his only begotten Son, yet sent him to die on the cross. Why? Because a regular sacrifice, like Israel was doing, wouldn't permanently deliver man from their sin. And so Yahshua is affectionately and completely and scripturally known as the Lamb of God. John called him the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The Lamb of God refers to the lamb used in the final sacrifice during the Passover, which God delivered Israel away from Egypt. So thus, when we talk about the shtick of God, is a phrase, when referring to people who in their own personal understanding of our God and Father can be demeaning and hateful. It is also ignorant, and if you want to be wise, then fear is the beginning of wisdom, and this wisdom tells you if you love death, then just go ahead and hate God. So we have an authority shtick. That authority shtick mocks God. We have a God does not exist shtick, which makes God a non-issue. And then we have what kind of a loving God does that shtick, which mocks his justice. And there are many other like-minded shtick types that people lean on in their quest to define God or describe him or reject him or make up for their own indifference to God. Now see, now let me be clear here. In this study, this is not a shtick. This is the unequivocal word of the living God, and it's not to be trifled with. It is our study on the Lord, his message and messenger. And to begin this, we go to 1 Peter 1:23 through 25. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is that word, or the word, which by the gospel is preached to you or unto you. Born again. Not by corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. By the word of God. Do you think that's your Bible? You know, the Bible is just your copy. You know. And there have been tyrants. Well, Kim Jong-un is one. Z is another in China. There's a lot of them. The Ayatollah in Iran is another. These are people who do anything to stop Christianity. Matter of fact, they've tried that in North Korea. Kim Jong-un now is the latest family member to become God in the eyes of his own people. And he sits on his throne. He's way overweight. His cheeks are fat with eating too much. Now see, we got people like that in America and the world all over the place. So what about that? Well, he's supposed to be God. His people starve, and yet he's fat. What does that tell you? And if you're a Christian, you're probably in one of his encampments, or you'll be shot, because he doesn't tolerate Christianity. Z has decided that he's going to make his own Bible now. And see, there's examples in history. And in the Word. Of people demeaning the Lord God and paying for it. The Word of God is Yahshua, Jesus Christ. You were born again, not of corruptible seed, but by the seed of the Son of God, who came to this earth, lived, and died on the cross, providing atonement. And the seed of our redemption is in the shed blood, and the fact that he is the sinless Lamb of God. And he was resurrected from the dead, and he liveth and abideth forever. I am he that was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and hell, and many more. Revelation 1. He says, I am the Almighty. He's the one been given the power because of overcoming, being resurrected from the dead. He's defeated the devil, and he's redeemed man. So we've been redeemed. Being born again. And the example here Peter uses is to compare us to grass. Well, you know, we got a nice yard and we've worked hard to get the grass and the garden and everything to grow. But guess what? When winter comes, it all dies away. We have all the seasons here. right now, it's warmed up to 4 below zero. For all flesh is at grass. Oh yeah, we grow. We can live. Oh, and we get rich and powerful. It's just like when you have a good yard. You go by it and all their trees are perfect. All their flowers are perfect. They have a perfect landscape. You couldn't get any better. And there's not one... Well, see, we use the word dandelion here because they're so prevalent. But see, dandelions you can actually eat. So flesh is as that grass when it's growing. It's beautiful. It's great. Your garden is growing. Everything's fine. But pretty soon the seasons change and it goes away. Now there are places where it's nice all the time. But still there comes a time when everything ends. So no matter how glorious man is or even how notorious man is, no matter all the things he's done for good or all the things he's done for bad, on the day of the Lord, there will be no flesh that will be glorified above the Lord. God gives you, and that's when man fell, God gave him so long to live. If you want to live a certain way, you can. That's why in Revelation 22, I end everything when I even make comments online. I always put Revelation 22. He that is wicked, let him be wicked still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And there's a few other, a couple of others in their comparison. Revelation 22. If you're going to be evil still. If you're going to be wicked still. Going to be righteous still. If you're going to be holy still. For behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as the work shall be. It doesn't even say in there, if you're wicked, let someone come and change, you know, try to change him. It doesn't say that. Now, as Christians, we want to help people find the Lord. That's fine, as if the Lord's lost. It's always the people that are lost. Well, I found the Lord. I said that. Many people say that. I found the Lord. You did? I didn't know he was lost. But that's what we say. I found the Lord. Well, yeah, you did find the Lord. Or rather, he found you. And that's how come you found him. On the road to Emmaus, they didn't even know what he was. This was after his resurrection. And then he shared scripture with them, and pretty soon their understanding was open, and as soon as they understood who he was, he disappeared, just like that. When Mary went to the tomb right after his resurrection, she didn't even know him, because she was assuming in her mind that he's dead. So I'm looking for a dead person. And so when he stood before her, her mind apparently, you know, she just couldn't. And that's the way it is. And we can take a lot from his resurrection. You see, it's temporary. Earth is temporary. The wickedness is temporary. Wicked people, it's temporary. Righteousness, you know, my pastor and his wife are gone. Been many years ago. He was a great pastor. But now he's in glory because he followed the Lord.
My dad's gone. All of our kin are gone. And that's the way it is. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is that word by which the gospel is preached unto you. And so when we talk about the unequivocal word of the living God, it's not to be trifled with. It is everlasting. It is longer than everlasting. It has no end. It has no beginning. In the beginning was God. In the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And one day, you're going to stand before God for the things you do. But if you are found in Christ Jesus, you repent, believe on Him. And then find a good pastor and have him baptize you. As the Lord said when he talked to John, John said, I have need to be baptized with you. And he said, suffer it so to fulfill all righteousness. In other words, do what you need to do. It's on the Great Commission. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all men, teaching them to observe all the things wherewith I have commanded you. And part of that commission is baptizing them. And I think those are the, in our lives, and everything that we do. It's important to understand our limitations. Understand who do we depend on. And the problem we have now simply put, especially in America, is that we have gotten too comfortable. We've forgotten the Lord. We fell away from Him. Israel did. And we're in the time when, the nations of men are going to fall away. That's the way it is. But the thing of it is, too, is that God is calling many people back. And there is hope. Even for America at this hour. But there will be those who will reject the word and reject the Lord. John 3:16, read the context down about 5-6 verses and read it again and again. Because in there the Lord describes that there are those that will not come to the light. And the simple reason is, when they come to the light of Christ, it lights up all their sins and what they need to repent of. And if you will repent of your sins and come to Him and follow Him, then you will be born again. Father, we thank You for this word, for this new study, for this new year. There are many tough things that are going to happen this year. Help us to walk by faith Help us to trust you. And help us also to know that you have given us the powers to bind, the powers to speak healing, the powers to believe in deliverance, and many more gifts. You have already empowered us and made a way for us, yet you'll be there with us. So bless all those that hear this whenever they do. Draw them to yourself until next time. And at that time when we gather again, Father, bless us and teach us. In Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word. In Jesus' name. Now don't forget to go over to our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Read the articles, listen to the shows, leave comments. If you want to contact us, contact us on our contact page on our websites. Now you'll find us on social media. But there's a number of them that I'm not on. But today you will find us on X. I got rid of Twitter years ago because of the way it was. But in the early days of Twitter, we had quite a following. But now I don't worry about followers. If people want to follow, they can. Because the thing you need to follow is Christ. The person you need to follow is Christ. Because, see, many people treat Christ, the Father, the gospel, and everything with it as a thing. I'm not into that thing. I don't like religion. I don't like that thing. Well, good for you. But Christ died for you. I don't care. Well, you will. We are a belligerent, proud society. And this society needs to repent in full. But given what happened to Judah and to other nations that fell, and it's not just America. Don't think that. The nations of men all are going to be judged. But Christ is a hope for everyone. Take care of yourselves. Be safe. Till next time. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.